So, when did you start working for Simon and Shirley Bernstein?
May 15th, 2007, I believe.
Okay. And how did you come about knowing them?
My roommate at the time, Ashley Richmond, found a job through a headhunter, and that headhunter had mentioned to her that he had a client looking to hire a personal assistant part-time. So I decided to just try and apply for it. I didn't really like want to get a job or anything at the time, and then ended up getting hired and working for them.
Okay. And so were you originally working for Shirley?
Yeah.
Okay. And then did you mostly work for Shirley until she passed away?
Yes.
And then at that point you worked for Simon?
Yes.
Okay. Did you live with him?
I did. When Shirley was really sick at the end, mm-hmm. I was pretty much staying every night there to help out because she was kind of out of it. She kind of had the psychosis from prednisone.
Okay.
And then after that, I was like, why don't you just move in and save money from rent and everything, and you can take care of everything around the house from here. And I said, okay, fine.
So after she passed, you still stayed in the house?
Yeah.
Okay, and then did Maritza end up moving into the house?
Yeah.
Okay. And you get along with her all right, or?
No.
No, you guys didn't get along?
No, I mean, no. There was, not to her face, we wouldn't fight or anything, but she would, do things, through Simon, and, it was a really awful, stressful time, really, when she lived there.
Okay. Now, reference the documents that you witnessed and signed. Do you recall what those were?
The only ones that I have signed would be...
I'm sorry, let's stipulate it signed as a witness, I guess, correct?
Yeah, signed as a witness would just be that time when Robert Spina came to the house. I think it was something to do with her will, and they went over some stuff, and she was like, Rachel, come here and sign this as a witness, and I was like, okay, that was the only time.
Okay, was this an amendment, or do you recall if it was an amendment to her will or trust?
No idea.
Okay, was it just like two sheets of paper?
I don't even know. I just saw where I signed, honestly. But I'm pretty sure I knew it was pertaining to her will.
And did Robert Spallina bring somebody with him?
Yeah.
Okay, do you know who that was?
No.
Okay, was it a notary?
Maybe. It was a long time ago.
Okay, was it potentially Kimberly Moran? She's kind of a very, very petite person.
Brown hair. It was some other guy, actually. I want to say, I think it was back in 2009 when that happened.
Okay. It was another guy that came?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the notary never showed up.
I don't know. Not Kimberly Moran.
You know Kimberly?
I know, who she is and all the stuff that's been going on, yeah.
Okay, but do you know her as a person? Have you seen her?
No. Oh, and yeah, I've walked through the office to meet with Polina before, and I've seen who she is there. I could recall her if I saw a picture of her.
So did you ever, that you can recall, witness a document signed by Shirley Bernstein that Kimberly Moran was present?
No.
You never did that, and you're certain?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you remember how Shirley's signature looked?
Yeah.
Well, how did it look?
It's actually, I kind of adapted it myself. It's just like a big circle squiggle thing, Her and Simon's were both like that.
Now, did you sign any, did you witness anything that was signed by Simon Bernstein?
No.
Okay.
All that kind of stuff always happened at his office.
I'm sorry? What was that?
All that kind of stuff, all of his, business affairs and, anything like that was always done at his office, and I was at the house all day.
Okay. Did Robert Spallina ever come out to Simon's house just a few months prior to Simon passing and have Simon sign any documents that you're aware of?
No, I believe it was a lunch date.
Okay,
they didn't come to the house.
Did Simon ever convey to you what he wished to happen with his money after he passed, with all his assets?
Yeah, he and Shirley both have told me before.
Okay, what did Shirley say she wanted to happen?
That it gets split among the three children, Lisa, Elliot, and Jill.
Okay. And what'd she say about Ted and Pam?
she said that she and Simon had always, they agreed upon the fact that, I guess they gave Ted a business and Pam a business in the past, that they should be all set, that they don't need any of their assets after they pass.
Now, after Shirley passed, and did Simon have a change of heart?
Not like right away or anything. I guess it was more of like a family dynamic issue where some of the grandkids were upset with him and some of the other kids were upset with him because of his relationship with Maritza, or maybe other reasons, I don't really know. And then I guess in order just to keep peace amongst everybody, he thought it was a good idea to just hand it down to all the grandkids rather than their children.
Okay, so leave all his money or whatever, all his possessions to his grandkids.
Correct.
Okay. Did you take it as just his or his and Shirley's as a whole?
Well, I mean, I guess it's his and Shirley's, right? Because after Shirley passes, it's now Shirley's and his is now his, no?
I'm not asking you the legal interpretation. I'm just asking you how you understood it and how it may have been conveyed or implied to you. I mean, did you?
I understood it as after Shirley passed, he now acquired it, and now it's his. He and Shirley's together, and then now he was going to make a decision to do that.
And did he tell you in multiple times or once that he wished it to go to his grandchildren?
Yeah, I mean, we talked about it a bunch. I know they had a lot of family meetings over the phone and stuff, and with Selena that I was present for.
Were you present, or were you sitting at the house when a conference call happened around May of 2012 where all the kids talked? Okay. And how did that conversation go?
From what I remember, it was just, he had all the kids on the line, and he had Robert Spallina on the line, and he had Robert Spallina explain to them the new change that was going to happen with what's going to happen with his like assets and everything once he passes.
And what was that change? Was it the 10 grandkids?
Yeah, it's the grandkids.
And what did all his kids say to that?
They seemed to all be compliant and thought it was fine.
Every one of them?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Nobody said no, they didn't want that.
No, I think people were questioning it as to why, and he maybe had a conversation with them as to his feelings why, but he just thought it was the right thing to do and keep peace amongst the family.
Okay. At that point in time, and to his death, did he seem of sound mind to you?
No. The last few months, he was kind of, like, pretty much out of it. I mean, not out of it totally. He was a functioning human. Like, he went to work and stuff, but some of the ideas he would get and just, it was just strange. I mean, he was just strange. And he was on different medications and constantly complaining of some pain in his shoulder. It was just, it was a really sad, hard time for him, I think.
Okay. Can you elaborate on that a little more? I mean, do you mean, like, maybe, what do you mean, like, kind of high or just delusional?
Yeah, almost
or?
Kind of. Like, sometimes he would get on these zippy things. Like, I don't know if it was, he did go on prednisone for a while, and then he weaned off it, and I think he went back on it. And then he was also on Lyrica, which actually later come to find out it really does mess with your brain, so it kind of makes sense to me now as to why he was doing the things he was doing. And he was just off traveling everywhere with his girlfriend and not really caring and just, weird, wacky things constantly. Every day he was he wasn't really himself.
Okay. But do you think he was able to make the decisions he made?
I guess, yeah.
Okay. So, not...
And he did.
Okay. Well, I'm asking because, you know, some people say that he was totally delusional. And some people say it was not.
Well, I mean, and also there were good days and bad days. I don't know what he was like, particularly the day that he met with Selena and changed everything and signed everything. I really have no idea. I want to say I have my opinion, but I don't think that really matters.
Okay. Well, what would be your opinion?
I mean, I kind of go back and forth. Sometimes I think maybe he wasn't all together and didn't know what he was doing, and then I don't know, like, I'm kind of a spiritual person, and I think that maybe he knew that he was going to be passing away and soon, and he just wanted to get everything cleared up and everyone to get along.
Okay. Do you think anybody, that you know of, did anybody force him to make these changes?
Or
he made them of his own free will?
No, I think he made them of his own free will.
Okay. Not saying
you can't really talk him into anything. I mean, the man was, he did what he wanted to do.
Okay. So even to that point in time, when he made these changes, he was doing what he wanted to do and always had since the time you have known him. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Let's see, I'm trying to think of everything I can. Anything that you think would be beneficial to me that you could tell me, that something that maybe I'm not aware of, or something that could be beneficial in a criminal investigation, if there is one?
I don't know. I mean, still that whole thing with Marissa kind of bothers me, but I mean, that's,
what about, you know,
just the way, like, their relationship was and the money he spent on her and would give her. It's just really weird. And he was also then always complaining he was miserable with her, and then she was just so floppy up and down. It was crazy. So I don't know. It's just weird.
Well, do you think she was playing head games with him? I mean, was it like a young love type thing? Or?
I think head games, but I think there must have been something more that she was holding over his head.
If you needed to, would you come down and testify in the court of law to this case?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else. I don't want to bother you too many times.
Okay.
Did you ever hear or know of any type of documents or discussions prior to Simon's death where you may have had information that they were either altered or messed with and shouldn't have been?
No, like, not legally, no.
Okay. All right. I think that's the only questions I have at this time.
Okay, yeah. Don't hesitate to call if you need anything else.
Okay, thank you.
Care. Okay.